As we heard in Michelle Kellerman's story, Secretary Clinton says that she will soon be sending two envoys to Syria. And to find out what such a move may mean for Middle East peace negotiations, we invited Scott Lisensky, a senior research associate at the U.S. Institute of Peace and also a co-author of the book Negotiating Arab-Israeli Peace. Hi, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
The two envoys who are being sent are Jeffrey Feltman and Dan Shapiro. What can you tell us about that selection of
people?
Well, you
know, one is a State Department official. One is a White House official. So I think it sends a clear and unambiguous a message that this administration is all on the same page, representative of the secretary, representative of the president, two people who are, I think, greatly respected. Ambassador Feltman, also having served in Lebanon, I think reassures Lebanese Americans as well, who are always wary and watchful about U.S.-Syrian relations, given that Lebanon has suffered at times from Syrian involvement.
Talking about being on the same page, on that page of what the U.S. And Syria have to talk about are just about everything in the region: Iraq, Iran, nuclear proliferation, Israel. What do you think is at the top of the agenda for the U.S.?
You know, when it comes to Syria, it's not like our strategic relations with China or Russia or even Egypt or Israel. Syria and Syrian-American relations are derivative of a whole wide range of issues that are important to the U.S. At the top of the list, Iraq. Iraq is where we have 150,000 troops. Stability in Iraq, stability on the Syrian-Iraqi border, absolutely critical. I put it as numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, close followed after that would be Israel, the possibility of an Israeli-Syrian peace deal on the Golan Heights, Lebanon, keeping Lebanon independent, free from Syrian interference politically. Of course, there's the nuclear question. There was an attack by Israel on a facility many suspect as a nuclear weapons development facility, mm-hmm, about a year and a half ago. Syria's relations with Iran, terrorism, certainly high on the list, transnational terrorism, but also terrorism vis-a-vis neighboring states, whether it's support for Hamas or Hezbollah, longtime Syrian allies.
You were in Syria not too long ago. Did you get the impression that a dialogue with the United States is something that the Syrians would attach a great deal of value to?
Well, there's no doubt. I think the Syrian regime is on a charm offensive, one might say. And by receiving our delegation and delegations from the House and the Senate and clearly the statements of their ambassador here, there's no doubt the Syrian regime, the president in particular, President Assad, wants a better relationship with the United States. There was rhetoric in the past about, well, we don't need the U.S., we don't need the West, we can turn to the East, but that's not the case. And they're telling us that at every opportunity. They want stronger relations with Europe in terms of economics, trade. They want a stronger relationship with the U.S. They want to cooperate with us. We have some common interests, whether it's Iraq, a stable Iraq with a strong government in Baghdad that can secure its borders, counterterrorism questions, peace with Israel, eventually, hopefully. So we have common interests, and we also have a lot of friction in the relationship. The relationship has never been easy. But to get back to pragmatic cooperation and modest coordination would be a huge step from where we are now, which is a very raw relationship.
From watching Secretary of State Clinton so far, do you see any marked difference in the U.S. attitude toward countries like Syria, which, I mean, not too long ago seemed to be on the waiting list for regime change on Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, it's only a few weeks into the administration, but I think you've seen some clear differences, which is what I would characterize as a return to the traditional American posture in the region, a posture which suggests that Arab-Israeli peacemaking is important, not just important, but that it's interconnected to other conflicts in the region, an idea that we talk even to adversaries, and that we don't take dialogue off the table unilaterally. I think there's a clear difference, and it's not a turn away. It's really a turn back to, I think, what was a very bipartisan approach from the U.S. to the Middle East over many years.
Well, Scott Lisensky, thank you very much for talking with us.
Good to be with you, Robert.
That's Scott Lisensky, who is a senior research associate at the U.S. Institute of Peace.